Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are you less likely to have children because you chose to have a dog? Apparently, dogs are increasingly being seen as child surrogates. This is according to a study by researchers at the University of Budapest. Owners who choose to have a pet over a baby is a trend now that they now see is contributing to the declining birth rate in Western countries. Anne-Marie is with me on the line today. You're a very proud pet owner. Two dogs, Anne-Marie, is that right?
Hi, I am Kitty, and I was, or Kitty, I'm so sorry, that's the name of your researcher. I am Andrea. I was just giggling there when you were talking about choosing to have children, but I actually spent most of this week chatting to people, various different people, about this very subject as well.
People who decided not to have kids and opted for the four-legged friends instead.
Well, it was that I have my two, so they literally come everywhere with me. I have no children. I'm single, was married. And it's kind of like, you know, so people gravitate towards me. And this week I was working, on a shoot, and there was these two lovely two models with me, and they're getting married soon. And literally they're, do you ever regret having children? And I'm like, no, God, no, not at all. And it's the dogs are just like, they're just so beautiful. Like when I came home from work last night, just incredible zoomies all around you, everything. It's I'm just noticing it more and more. Yesterday, I was talking to a girl, and literally, she has chosen to have dogs instead of children.
Yeah.
She's literally allergic to children. She just, a lovely little kid came up and down the train, and I was like, "Oh, isn't he gorgeous?" And she was like, "Yeah, no, still don't want one."
So it is pretty common then, Anne-Marie, in your experience, people making
100%.
The decision.
Yeah. Oh no, genuinely, I really do believe it is. That like even listening to you there talking about the Holy Communion, and the dogs are just, they're beautiful, they're companionship, they're always there, it's just such a pure love. And I've been lonelier in relationships than I am when I have my dogs, you know. It's kind of, and I never wanted to have children. I thought for a little while, yeah, maybe, you know, it might be nice, but never did anything actively about it. And definitely dogs all the way.
Dogs all the way, yeah. It's definitely becoming more common though, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, hear a young couple, actually, they have a beautiful dog, and we were looking at pictures of their dog and everything, and we were all talking about, you know, the medical side of it, and just like as if they are children. That's the thing, is that they are members of the family. It's becoming less and less like, you know, people would have a dog before, and I would have grown up in the 70s and the dogs would be running around outside and be inside. They are now actually active members of the family. It's like, I'm just after buying a motorhome and I'm heading off to Europe and I'm going off to explore around, just really want to do it. It's going to be with me, two dogs and a cat.
The whole lot's going with you.
The whole lot's going with me because I was dating I was dating this chap. Idiot. I was dating this chap years ago and the cat was a kitten, and I used to bring her with me on the car to go and see him. She used to sleep like in front of the little steering wheel or in front of the gear stick. So now she's like, you know, camper van, and she's, yep, definitely we're off, and we're all going off to France. We're all passports, shots, everything.
Fantastic. All travelling. Stay with me, Anne-Marie, for a few moments. I've 1800 453 106. That's the number if you want to join us. Breed O'Brien, Irish Times columnist, is joining us as well, Anne-Marie. Are dogs been seen as child surrogates, Breda?
I think in some cases they are, and while it would never query Anne-Marie's choices, I think it's one of these cases where individual choices, if enough of them are made, actually add up to a big decision for the whole community. The CSO had a very interesting statistic recently where it said that in 2022 there were 200,000 more people under 15 than there were over 65. And by 2057, there will be 1 million more people over 65 than there will be people under 15. Now, obviously, the pet owners are not the major drivers of this, but it is an interesting statistic which has huge implications for care, for pensions, for even viable economies. And it's not just Ireland, it's happening all over the world. Even in India, there are parts of India which only have a replacement level of 1.4, which is like Sweden. So it's an interesting phenomenon for sure.
Yeah, it's the University of Edovas in Budapest that carried out this study. They found that 16% of dog owners actually considered their dog to be their child. And they're talking now, I suppose, really mainly, Breida, about the drop in birth rates, not just in yes. Hungary, but in the UK and across yes. Western Europe.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that I did blink a bit the first time, and I think it was only about 5, maybe 8 years ago when I saw a dog buggy, you know, with a with a dog rather than a child.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, well, that's interesting. Like Anne-Marie, like I grew up in a situation where dogs were more outside, but they are kind of pack animals, and they do have innate behaviors. And I'm not really sure that being, you know, somebody's baby for life is the best life path for a dog. But that's an aside. I'm more concerned about, I suppose, if you look at the kind of the overall impact this as part of the picture of declining birth rates, well, then, you know, the declining birth rates are a problem everywhere. Again, in the 70s, you know, we grew up with this idea that there was overpopulation, and now, very belatedly, people are realizing that there's population collapse.
Yeah, it's a massive shift in a short period of time.
Exactly. And I mean, actually, there wasn't. The overpopulation thing was quite often rooted in eugenics. People didn't want, you know, those people in the developing world having huge families. So it was actually overstated even then. But it does have very serious implications for us right across the world. And in Ireland, like at the moment, we have something like, I think it's 4 pensioners to we have 4 workers to 1 pensioner, and it's going to drop very rapidly to 2 workers for 1 pensioner. So that's a kind of it's a concerning statistic.
Well, there's a great text here from a listener who says very simply that the dog won't pay your pension. Another texter tells me, I have teenage children and a dog, but I actually prefer the dog. Pete the vet is with us too, Breida. Peter, are you seeing more of this coming into the surgery, as one listener describes themselves as a fur baby parent?
It's normal now for people to see their pets as part of their family. And it's a phenomenon that's recognised and talked about at veterinary conferences too, because what it means is that the level of veterinary care that people want is going up and up. And whereas probably 20, 30 years ago, if you told somebody that their dog had something that required something like, I don't know, an MRI scan and complex surgery, they would just say, well, naturally, that
they'd
means...
Laugh,
yeah, they would laugh. It wouldn't be something they'd go through with. Whereas now it's just an automatic expectation. And there was there's a sense, especially as well as the idea of having them as, if you like, child substitutes. The other thing that's happening is some young couples are seeing them as if you like, co-partners in life. And so a typical thing might be that we could have a young couple in their 20s, not been together that long, maybe a couple of years, and they have a dog or a cat that they completely dote on. And when they're interviewed about the situation, they would expect the same level of medical care for the furry partner as they would for the human partner. So they have the same... It's as important to them to make sure that their animal friend stays healthy as their human friend. It really, the relationship is as close as that. And I really get it, because animals make fabulous companions. They give us what's known. People say, oh, they love you. Well, I'm not sure if they do love you, but what they do is they give us completely unconditional positive regard. In other words, they're always good to us. They're always friendly. They're always great company with us. And humans, even if humans that you love, such as partners and children, well, sometimes they are maybe a bit judgmental, and their love seems a bit conditional. Animals don't have conditions. They just give us positive regard all the time. And that's what we love as humans.
Yeah, listener here has got in touch to say, I think this is a ridiculous comparison. There's no way a child could ever compare to a dog. Unrelenting loyalty, trainability, love. Children cost a fortune. They're terrible for the environment. There are far too many of us as it is. What about you, Ali? Ali's with us on the line today. Have you noticed more people opting for pets rather as child surrogates?
I think we're conflating people having dogs more people having dog with more people choosing not to have children. And I think that's a wrong comparison. I think ultimately more people are recognising they have the choice to forgo having children. And actually research shows that people, one of the key reasons people aren't having children is they just don't want them. And they're not getting a dog instead of having children. They're not sitting down and thinking, will I have a child or will I have a dog? They're getting a dog simply because they want a dog. And they're not having children simply because they don't want to have children.
The decision about the children's probably made first and the dog then comes maybe after that.
Sometimes for some people, sometimes like myself, I've always been an animal lover. I've always had animals, dogs, and I've also always known I didn't want children. It wasn't an either or. It wasn't a, if I have a dog, I can't have children. And you see plenty of families that have lots of pets that have dogs. So it's not an either or. It's not a kind of surrogacy, substitute here. And I think there's a kind of sensationalism in the media of, oh my gosh, look, people are having dogs and pets and they're not having children. Gasp. It's just people have more choice. People are making more intentional decisions. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Like, no, I think people are firmer and maybe more comfortable with the decisions, but the birth rates are dropping.
Yeah, I personally would argue that's not such a bad thing. Look at the kind of support or lack of support that parents are given. Having children is expensive. You know, to afford to have children, to your mental well-being, your financial well-being, to have the support system set up, it's really, really tricky. There's a lot of suffering in having children, and there's a lot of joy, don't get me wrong. But I think now there's a bit less romanticizing and glorification of motherhood. So the fact that we have a choice, we're making different decisions.
Mm. Listeners, as young people, probably the reason maybe as many people aren't having children is because they simply just can't afford them nowadays, suggests this listener. Another texter tells me, of course, the birth rate is down in Western Europe. It's because the cost of living is so high for working people. That's part of the reason. Pete the Vet, there's a text here from a listener who says, a guy told me 30 years ago about the value of kidney transplants for cats. This was back in 1993. He was an Irish vet that was teaching in Los Angeles. Apparently the cat transplant back then was worth about $25,000.
Yes. Funny enough, kidney transplants in cats aren't considered ethical in Europe. They do them in the States. But in Europe, the general sense is that it's not ethical because the cat donating the kidney can't give consent. Because it's obviously, well, animals can't give consent. And so, you know, it's all very well to jump on a stray cat and take out his kidney and so on. But what about the poor stray cat? And of course, in the States, they get around that by one of the conditions being that if you do get a kidney transplant, you also have to give a long-term home to the stray cat who's volunteered unwillingly or whatever its kidney. So there are ways around it, if you like. But yeah, it's possible. But it's not just kidney transplants. I mean, there's so much more that you can do now. Any medical treatment that humans can get, well, yeah, animals very often get the same types of illnesses and they can get the same type of
care. Which is chemotherapy and all that.
Everything, all of that. Radiation treatment, dialysis is available now in Ireland for dogs for kidney problems. There's a long, long list of new things. Mm. And the only limiting factor is the money. And people get around that, if you like, by taking out pet insurance. Which is a really good idea. You pay every month a relatively small amount.
Same as you pay your own VHI or your Leia or whoever you're with for yourself. Leisha Downs is the owner of Outpaws and Wedding Woofs. They're a bespoke dog service. Leisha's on the line today. You're bound to see this, Leisha, people treating their dogs and their cats just like they would their son and daughter.
Absolutely, Andrea. I mean, listen, it's a really interesting debate that's been had there. I mean, I'm on obviously the client side, so I would see so many animals coming to me. And primarily, you know, it's a number of factors. Like, I have to also kind of be on the, you know, women's advocate, because I think our roles have changed. And so many of my clients just work really crazy hours. You know, they've made a choice maybe to not have children. A lot of my clients have children and dogs, you know, and it's a mixed bag. But I think really, like, it's down to a number of factors, you know, finances as well, you know, maybe not wanting to have long-term, you know, relationships or desire for that. But I just think in general that the relationship that we have with animals, and Pete was really accurate when he said that, like, it is a unconditional love. It is the fact that they give us so much for such a little return. And in a society that we all live in, I think many people, you know, find it overwhelming with children, and they, you know, they need that emotional support and the mental support as well. I would have a multitude of clients that would have, you know, maybe two or three children. I would have particular clients that have absolutely no children, no interest at all. And their dogs are their children. You know, yeah. I won't lie to you. Like, they do
I sort of see it with some of my friends, Leisha. Like, I have at least two friends, three friends who don't have kids and have dogs. And the dogs are just absolutely everything to them.
Yeah. I mean,
and as somebody who doesn't have either, I find it sort of gas. Like, you know, maybe because I don't have the same, I'm not a major pet person at all. So I find it kind of, you know, sort of quite funny actually looking at this. But I suppose over time, I've maybe learned a little bit more to try and be a bit more empathetic to them and the dogs. But the dogs are, they literally are children.
And this is the thing. I mean, you know, there's a massive drive with people wanting to give their animals more. And, you know, I mean, I think we all have to kind of appreciate and respect that they've given us so much and continue to do. And again, I harped on over the during COVID, but, you know, what I've seen with my own clients and what their animals did for them during difficult times when people were on their own. There's also the positives with a lot of elderly people. And I have a lot of older clients whose partners have passed away. They don't have children. And believe me, their animals are everything to them and keep them going.
Vicky's on the line. Vicky, have you spotted more people opting for dogs over kids?
Oh, absolutely. I would anyway, for sure. For sure. I got my child through marriage. I never had my own child. So I got my child through marriage. She was 6 at the time. She's 20 now. So she's well grown up and up and gone. But through all the time while I was by myself, I was 11 years by myself, and the only thing I had was my little Jack Russell, and she was my baby. And when she lasted until 17, and when she passed, I mourned or I cried like a baby myself, because she was everything to me. I went through cancer and all sorts of horrible things at the time, and she was there beside me all the time. And anybody who has been on their own for a long time, or maybe gotten married later in life, their dog has been their baby all the time, you know?
So you're not surprised to hear about this today?
Oh, not at all. My younger brother, got married only a couple of years ago, and they adopted a little dog, and that dog is like their baby. They find some, you know, her mum and dad look after it when they're on holidays, and, you know, the dog has her own bed and her own dish, and Bruce never once slept in the bed.
Yeah. Victor, very finally, Vicky is with us as well. Is it just that they're good companions, Victor?
The problem is, you see, people think that not having a child and the dog is more efficient. It's incorrect. I mean, children today, having dogs is like security. Okay? Security. It's security in a family having a dog. Okay? Now, myself, I'm single, 22 years. I have a little dog. He is 11 years old. Very affectionate. I love him to bits. He loves me to bits. I know that for a fact, because he won't leave my side. And people are not having kids. It's not because of what's going on with families. It's all to do with look around you. Look what Ireland has become. Look what the world has become. There's nothing but war out there.
Do you think people are choosing not to have children and getting dogs instead?
Yeah, but no, the dog is a great thing, all right? He's a great companion. He's great security, okay? Mm. I mean, if somebody knocks on your door, what's the first thing that'll happen? They won't even get to ring the bell. The dog will bark.
So a close companion and security, Victor.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Listener here has got in touch to say a lot of women now work full time. They've careers. It's too hard having children while being the primary carer in most marriages. This listener says that she remembers getting a dog or a puppy when she felt broody. Couldn't afford any more children, she says. Another texter has gotten in contact to say, my ex wanted a dog, so we got one. I fell in love with the dog. I got rid of him. Now it's just us, no kids, no husband, and life couldn't be happier. Honestly, the dog is the best thing that ever happened to me. Is this listener. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Are dogs replacing babies? The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.